Spalding, this calls for the old Billy Barool.
You haven't? Hasn't hit you yet?
Not
still don't
yet.
Know what it is?
Billy. Whoa, Billy. This is a biggie. Don't let me down, Billy.
Perfect
I'll try
intro
not to.
For you.
I'll try not to.
If you haven't, it's a movie line, Caddyshack. It's the name of his putter.
I get it now.
The
Thank
Billy
you.
Baru. Joined with Billy Baru in the garden, Bill Jenkins, owner of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, talking to Susan and Buckeye about rose bushes. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is Susan. I have a question. I've got four rose bushes. They're on the north side of my house in the bricks, and I'm wondering if it's too late to move them somewhere else because they do not do well there. I didn't even need to trim them back because there's hardly anything on them, but they are still alive.
Right, and the north side is really not the best place for a rose bush. You really like to get more of an east exposure. They'll take a little day sun, too. I mean, maybe if you can protect them from the late afternoon sun. So pick a spot in your garden where you can dig a nice big hole, amend the soil very well, get some soil sulfur in there, a little bit of bone meal, a little bit of mulch, maybe even a little handful of starter fertilizer to amend the soils. And I'd go ahead and move them. I think with the mild weather we're having right now, the cool evenings, we just kind of got out of the best bare root plant season of roses, but if you can prune them back to about half their height or a little bit more, head them back a little bit, and get as much of the root ball when you dig them up out as you can and transplant them. Keep them moist. You'll see them bud out. If you don't see them bud out, put a cardboard box around them. Get some peat moss, put it in a bucket, and get it wet. Make a slurry out of it so it's squishy and wet.
Uh-huh.
And pack it all around the canes above ground around that little cardboard box. And let it be for a week or so, maybe even a little bit longer. And then just sort of take the cardboard box off and start watering it, and that little peat moss will melt off. And you'll start seeing you've infused moisture into the canes, and the bud eyes will swell, and you'll get the growth. And it'll be funny because if you wash it off, it'll be white because it hasn't been exposed to the sunlight yet. It'll turn reddish and then turn green,
okay.
And you'll have a rose bush.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And for somebody that didn't hear the story, I mean, the history of roses to your family is quite...
Goes back a couple generations.
Yeah.
My grandfather was the regional director of the National Rose Society here in Mesa, and was very active in the Mesa Rose Society and pioneered some techniques. His last name was Love, and so he had a fertilizer he had mixed up called Love Potion. I always thought that was kind of cute. Kind of ties in with Valentine's Day.
Now, do they still make that? Because that is one I've not heard of before.
It was just a blend, and he experimented with foliar fertilization, which was new at the time. So some good history there with roses.
Now, we talked at the beginning of the program about designing that landscape, driving around looking at trees, looking at other hardscapes, looking for inspiration for your own landscape.
Mm-hmm. Really, the first thing I ask a client when I go out on a landscape, either design build estimate or a remodel estimate, is how do you want to use your yard? What's your lifestyle like? Do you entertain? Do you have kids? Do not have kids. Have you mowed a lawn all your life and you don't want to own a lawnmower? I mean, it's driven by the lifestyle because truly it becomes an element of outdoor living. It becomes a room outside if you do it right. So it starts from there, and then, you know, we have our processes and plans, and, you know, there's the artistic side of it, and then there's the engineering side of it where we know what's right and wrong. But in the beginning, it's the artistic side. It's getting those ideas flowing. And so having people look through magazines, look on websites, you know, look at our website. We've got some nice photos.
And when you talk about room extensions, this room could have a lot of things that a typical room wouldn't because you really don't have a lot of limits. You could have a bed. You know,
has a
nice
very high ceiling.
Hammock.
Very high ceiling.
You have a gas grill,
mm-hmm,
built in. You could have an outdoor refrigerator if it's well shaded. You could have pool.
Yes.
Incorporated in it. I mean, there's no limitation. I mean, there's nothing that's inside that we really couldn't put outside, even with the technology and advancement and outdoor TVs.
Right. Oh, sure. Well, a little Ramada area with some TVs outside. And just, I mean, the weather's so wonderful here. Why wouldn't you want to be outside?
I always ask people to just look, get a blank piece of paper and draw the dimensions of your property. And now just start putting circles. Okay, this is going to be the outside kitchen area. This is going to be the fire ring area. This right. is going to be the volleyball court. And right. just start bubbling the activity task. And then
narrow that, down.
And to me, as the owner of the property and the family, it can visualize how the space is going to be used. That's the easy part. That really is the easy part. Here are the bubbles. Then you turn that over to an expert and say, okay, here's how we're going to transition from here to there with the softscape and the hardscape, and this is the right plant material here and there, and we got to light it like we were talking earlier. It's got to be lit.
That's the other half of the enjoyment of the yard.
Oh, man. Right. Absolutely.
Especially when you get home and it's dark at 5, like it is in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. It drives me nuts. I hate getting home and it's dark. You
missed the yard.
Oh, you do. You do. And, yeah. and it's hard to do chores when it's dark. But, you know, those chores have to happen.
Yes, they do.
It's Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscape, second generation local native landscaper. How would somebody get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 480-922-9497. You can visit our website and contact us at www.thinkgreenaz.com.
Next hour is open lines. We have completely
it's
open format
Olympic
for call.
Edition.
And I understand there's a special guest going to be
Olympic
calling
yes.
in. Okay,
yes.
All right. And yes. a Russian interpreter or something.
Yes, exactly.
But then we also have Harman Solar. If you have questions or you think about going solar in your home, that's the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have Mr. King from Harman Solar in studio with us. It's Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.